Officer Jack McLam program. Hope you're having a great weekend today. It's Saturday here in the USA, and we're happy to come to you from our two police and military associations up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA. Well, folks, what do you say? We talked about it, that the Bush crime family, the Israeli crime syndicate that controls Israel, the British crime syndicate that controls Britain, and they would come up with some way to start a war with Iran and Syria. If you've been listening in to the Republican TV network, the Fox News, every third word out of their mouth is Hezbollah and Hamas are linked to Iran and Syria. Syria and Iran. It's coming, folks. World War III is coming. And that is the goal of the international crime syndicates to control Britain, America, and Israel, is World War III. And it's going to happen, evidently, if God doesn't stop it, if God's people don't get down on their knees in prayer and ask the Lord to divert their plans, to confound their plans and programs, and confuse them. It's going to happen. I have quote after quote after quote here before me of the Zionist neocons, communist neocons, Trotskyite neocons, that have said over and over again, we're going to Iran and Syria next. And here I have a quote, even in the New York Times, they have, when John Bolton, Zionist neocon John Bolton, who's in the Clinton administration, met with Sharon, he so stated, and here's his quote here, it says, it'll be necessary thereafter, after Iraq, he says, to deal with the threats from Syria and Iran. And then we go down to the New York Times article here, February 27, 2003. They also said, we have great interest in shaping the Middle East the day after the war with Iraq, he said, and that's Defense Minister of Israel Defense Minister Shaul Mossav. He says, we're going to go in and take over Iran and Syria. And in quote after quote after quote, folks, that's what's happening. And so be in prayer over this thing, and maybe God can stop it, because we sure don't have the people with love of America and a love of Israel to stop this thing. Folks, we have a guest coming up right after the break. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and just before the break I was telling you that this is in the program of the International Crime Cabal, that we are going into Iran and Syria and Libya next. And Ariel Sharon said it, and the New York Times said it, the talking head for the Zionist neocons, Charles Krauthammer, said it. He says that, frankly, the targets, next targets, is in the war policy, the neoconservative war policy, is Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and beyond, Charles Krauthammer said. In the Haaretz Israeli newspaper, the biggest newspaper in Israel, February 18, 2003, Ariel Sharon, prime minister, said, he's calling on the United States to move on Iran, Libya, and Syria after what was presumed to be the successful destruction of Iraq by the United States. And New York Times, on and on and on. This has been a part of their plan for several years, folks, 3-4 years, that America's soldiers are going to die for the international crime syndicate there in Israel to take over those lands in the Middle East. And what this is going to do to you and me, folks, not only kill our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters, because this is a universal draft coming up, which they'll get passed by lying and cheating and defrauding the American people, as our international criminal government always does, But it's going to cause tremendous upset in the oil markets for all of us. The farmers have said after $3 a gallon, they're not going to plant and not going to, they don't make any money after $3 a gallon of oil. They're not going to be planting any crops in the north, northeast, middle west. And so, folks, heavy rolls are coming, and this is the reason I invited who I call an expert in this field to the show today, my dear brother Lindsey Williams. Many of you know about Lindsey Williams, a Baptist minister for 28 years, served seven, eight years on the pipeline up in Alaska on the North Slope, and he is very knowledgeable in the area of oil and the economy. And so I've asked him to come on and tell us what all this means to us when we start this war for the International Crime Syndicate of Israel. Now remember, it's not for the Israeli people. The Israeli people are being set up, folks, to be bombed, just like the American people were set up to be bombed by the International Crime Syndicate that controls America. The poor Israeli people, I hope you'll be in prayer for them, because they don't want this war, because they know they're sitting on the target, right in the center of the target for the bombings of these freedom fighters there in Iran, Syria, Iraq, the Hezbollah, the Hamas. They're sitting there waiting to be bombed, and the International Crime Syndicate that controls Israel does not care if half a million Israelis die so that they can promote their World War III, just like the International Crime Syndicate that allowed 9/11 to happen didn't care if how many Americans died to promote these wars in the Middle East to take over the oil, the national resources of those nations. So with that said, I want to bring on our brother Lindsey Williams, who, by the way, folks, a little history, if you don't already know, and most of you probably do not, I would not be on this microphone today. I do not believe I would be on this microphone today with you. I don't believe that I would have spent the last 20 years in the freedom movement having a voice as I've had if it wasn't for our dear brother Lindsey Williams, who was the top star at the preparedness expos that were going around the United States for 10 years. If he had not talked to the owner of the preparedness expos, Dan Chittick, and said, you got to have Officer Jack McLam as a speaker here at the preparedness expos. And Dan Chittick said, I don't know who this guy is. And Lindsey says, believe me, you want to have him on. And Dan says, well, we don't have a spot for him. And so I can't tell you what this means to me, folks. It's almost as if Lindsey Williams is my daddy. Of course, he's not old enough to be my daddy, but he's kind of my daddy in the freedom movement, because he told the owner of the preparedness expos, well, I'll give him half my time, half my speaking time. And I got up on that stage for the first time, and it was from then on that Dan Chittick at the preparedness expos gave me my own slot, and I was able to talk to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, along with Lindsey Williams and others across the United States after that. So I owe this man so much, and God has blessed me to know this American hero. And so with that said, let me bring on Lindsey Williams. Brother, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you, Jack, for your kind words. And it definitely was by the providence of God that that happened that day. And because of it, the Lord has thrust you forward in America before the public. And it was my privilege, and it's my privilege to be on your show today.
Well, thank you, brother, for being here.
Well, and for you, too. See, if it were not for you, I couldn't be here either. You know, crude oil is the issue in everything that's taking place in the world today. I care not what it is. Crude oil is the forefront in the issue. If it's nothing but inflation here in America, crude oil is what's causing the inflation.
Yeah.
Bankruptcies, I understand that we are averaging 2,000 bankruptcies per day in the United States of America now.
Incredible.
Those bankruptcies are all the result of the fact that people can't pay their bills. And the reason they can't pay their bills is because of the price of crude oil. Then, let's go abroad. Let's look at Iran. The issue in Iran, it has nothing whatsoever to do with nuclear. Iran is not, that's not it.
That's not it.
The topic in Iran is the fact that Iran is the third largest oil field in the world. And they said on March the 20th that they were going to set up their own bourse or their own bank and going to denominate oil sales in something besides American dollars. So everything in Iran is crude oil. That's the whole issue is crude oil. The president of the United States of America, he's an oil man. What's the issue in the world today? Crude oil. The vice president of the United States of America, he's the former CEO of Halliburton. Halliburton's connected directly to all of the oil fields. And what is the issue with the vice president? Crude oil. Now, let's go over there to Israel and all this mess that's taking place right now.
Yeah.
What's the issue? The issue is crude oil and the Arabs. That's all it is. Now, let's go over that to Iraq. Why did the president go into Iraq? Well, the largest oil field in the world is Saudi Arabia. The second largest oil field in the world is Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Why are we in Iraq? Crude oil.
I mean, that's right.
I mean, go to the Soviet Union and China. Why did the Soviet Union and China come to the rescue of Iran when the United Nations said we're going to place sanctions on them a few months ago? Why? Because Russia.
Crude oil.
And because China and because India and the emerging nations their economies are growing so rapidly, all of them need crude oil, and they know the only place they can get it is from the Middle East. So they go over there and stand with Iran and take a chance on starting the Third World War all over crude oil. Every single issue in the world today, from politics in Washington to the economy in America to the conflicts in the world, I mean, every single one of them have to do with crude oil.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at Venezuela now. Oh, my goodness, folks, what I'm going to give on Jack's program today in relation to Venezuela. I touched on this yesterday, Jack, when I had the privilege of being with you, and today I have some much more in-depth material on Venezuela, because when I went looking back through my files about Venezuela, I was amazed. Venezuela is the world's fifth largest oil-rich country. I didn't realize this until I read some of my own notes last night.
Yes.
Fifth largest oil-rich country. What is all of the issue in Venezuela? Venezuela, Mr. Chavez, the whole issue down there is nothing but crude oil. If Venezuela didn't have crude oil, the president of the United States of America wouldn't pay an ounce of attention to him. Pat Robinson wouldn't have said that we ought to go down there and assassinate him and almost get himself in major problems. I mean, isn't it amazing, Jack?
Good old Skull and Bones Bush and 33rd Degree Masonic Lodge. Remember, Pat Robertson make a good team. They both want to go down and assassinate Hugo Chavez.
Something. And every bit of it has to do with crude oil. Do you realize that if back in the early, well, let's see, about, what was it, about the turn of the century, when we started using gasoline, and then in the early 60s, the powers that be, the controlling men of the world, chose crude oil as a method of controlling the world. And for 6,000 years up until that point, there was no crude oil, and we didn't have the issues that we've got. Every single problem in the world today relates back to crude oil in some method.
It is incredible, brother, and even people feeding themselves in these nations, just like our farmers have told us now, they can't grow crops if the gas is over $3 a gallon. So even feeding themselves in these nations have to do with crude oil.
Yeah, everything relates to crude oil. Your programs, I'm sure, week after week, somewhere in almost every program, you deal with the price that oil went up Friday of this week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the 14th of July, crude oil hit the highest that it has ever hit in the history of the world. It went short of $80 a barrel.
Wow. Okay, brother, hang on there. Folks, get pencil and paper. Come to this program armed, please. With a pencil and paper, you're going to need it today, and you're going to be happy you have it. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, but I'm sitting in the catbird seat of our two police and military associations here this morning doing the broadcast. And I want to tell you something. What Lindsay is talking about and what he's going to make available to us is so important because, remember, folks, not only are the farmers going to stop planting, but every piece of clothing, everything you buy in the stores is transported across this nation by truck or by rail, and some by airplane, but very few things by airplane. But all of them have to do with crude oil. And all the prices of everything you're going to be buying, you're buying right now, all the prices are going up and up and up. So it's going to affect everybody everywhere. So let's go right back now to our dear brother, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, tell us what we need to know.
Well, Jack, again, thank you so much for allowing me to be on your program today at such a critical hour, because every issue from the dinner table to the toothbrush that you use to brush your teeth with at night, which is made out of plastic, which comes from crude oil, to the asphalt highway that your automobile drives back and forth to work on, to the telephone that you and I are holding up against our ear right now made out of plastic, to the garbage liner that you put in your garbage can that's made out of plastic.
Our clothes, too, Lindsay. Much of our clothes is made out of petrochemical.
Oh, yeah, all of our artificially made, they're not man-made. I mean, every single issue in your home, Everything that we do, everything revolves around crude oil. I mean, it is number one issue from the dinner table to the foreign policy of the United States of America. It all has to do with crude oil. You know, Jack, I used to wonder, back in those days when I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, I wondered why God had placed me there by his providence.
Yeah.
Because there's probably no other human being on the face of the earth that had such an unusual experience as I did.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Of actually being a missionary in the state of Alaska in 1970, just ordinary, everyday Baptist missionary, and I heard that 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, onerous, cussinest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth, pipeliners, were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build an 800-mile, 4-foot diameter pipeline from the huge oil field up in the Arctic Ocean. And as a missionary, naturally, Jack, you and I think in the same terms, first thing that came to my mind was 25,000 men that need Jesus Christ and that need spiritual guidance. So I went to the oil companies and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? Well, they laughed at me. They said, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. We don't know what to do with you. And I said, okay. I kept going back and back and back. I guess persistence paid off. And finally they said, okay, we'll give you the Northern Seven work camps. Just go up there and see what you can do. I'm quite sure they thought that I'd last about a week and come back home and throw up my hands and quit.
Black and blue and eyes punched.
and believe it or not, Jack, those pipeliners were nicer to me than any deacon board had ever been in all the years.
I'll be darned.
Well, they looked at me as if to say I was kind of an oddity. You know, I was there. Unusual thing around camp that they kind of laughed at, but we had such a wonderful time at it until 6 months later, Alaska Pipeline Service Company came to me and said, Chaplain, we can't believe it, but you're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. We didn't know we were going to have to pay, and they said, you're helping the atmosphere of the camp so much. They said, we want to give you executive status. And I said, well, this had to be the providence of God, Jack.
Sure.
And there's no way in this world that I could have ever done that, and I didn't ask for it. They gave it to me. They said, I want to give you executive status. And I said, what does that mean? Go any place you'd like, see anything you'd like to see, give your own vehicle, live in executive dorms. And they said, we'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Jack, for 3 years' time, only by the providence of God, couldn't have been any other way. For 3 years' time, I sat in the board meetings with the people that you hear about in the IMF and the World Bank. I sat across the dinner table from the treasurers and secretaries and presidents of the oil companies. I helped to host the dignitaries that came through the pipeline and congressmen, and on it went. Even had Senator Hugh Chance, who writes the foreword to my book, Energy Non-Crisis, come and spend a week with me. And all of this by the providence of God. If someone had asked me in 1970, do you believe there's a group of people that control the world, I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher?
Yeah.
If someone had said to me in 1980, after I finished my work on the pipeline and wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth that tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, control the currencies of the world, and tell the Arabs and OPEC what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on any given day? I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it for 3 years' time. I heard them talk about a 30-year plan, and I have watched it carried out meticulously. And for the past 25 years, Jack, you and I have been trying to warn the American people that we are on the verge of what we're having right now. So I'm going to make a prediction. Here it is. Now, I'm going to make a prediction right now. You mark my words if it's not so. Back 2 years ago when I was on your program, I said we are going to pay $3 a gallon for gas at the gas pump, and everybody thought, oh, my goodness, I won't even be able to put food on the table.
Right.
I'm going to make my prediction when we come back.
Okay, brother. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lindsay, for being with us today. We need to know what to do, folks, and Lindsay has some great ideas, okay? So get a pencil and paper. We'll be back in just a minute after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line-out, and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Sir Jack Bickleham program, and we're so excited to have Brother Lindsay on with us today because he knows what's going on and he knows what we ought to be doing about it. So, Brother Lindsay, just continue on, would you please?
Well, Jack, I want to make a prediction, and I'm going to make it based on a memorandum that was given to the top echelon of BP Oil Company at the Prudhoe Bay Big Alaska oil field here in America. And the prediction is you are going to pay $4 a gallon at the gas pump in the near immediate future. Now, just mark my words. If Jack has me back on his program a month or two from now, you'll say it was prophetic, and I'm going to tell you, no, it was not prophetic at all. You see, I know what they're going to do because I still have contacts on the oil field and amongst the oil people. They know, and they have an agenda. They have already planned everything that they're going to do. You are going to pay $4 a gallon at the gas pump. You better set your house in order and get ready for it. However much it takes you to fill up that gas tank now, add on another dollar per gallon. You will be paying $7 to $8 a gallon for gasoline in the distant future. And now I say distant future. I'm not talking about 10, 15 years from now. I'm talking about just not too long from now. It will be that. Mark my words, it will happen. We have no major conflicts in the world right now. In other words, no oil has been cut off necessarily or any facilities bombed lately. And yet, gasoline, oil prices, crude oil prices, were the highest they've ever been in the history of the world. On Friday of this week, they were just short of $80 a barrel. Now,
are you telling us that because there is no oil shortage and there is no wars going on, major wars cutting off oil, that this is being manipulated on purpose?
Oh, every bit of this is done intentionally, on purpose. They know in advance what they intend to do. The only thing they don't know is exactly when they intend to do it. But it is being done by a design plan. They have an agenda. They know exactly what they're doing. Nothing happens in Washington, D.C. by chance.
Yeah.
Nothing happens in the oil price by chance. There is a group who set the price of crude oil on any given day. It has nothing to do with supply and demand. It has to do with people who control the price of oil, who sit in New York and London every day. They're none other than representatives of the World Bank and the IMF.
Uh-huh.
They are the in-between people who are making exorbitant amounts of money. You're pointing your fingers at the oil companies and saying the oil companies are making such ridiculous profits these days. Well, sure they are. But there's somebody making more than they're making, and the average American doesn't know who they are. And as a result, they're blaming somebody that they don't even know what they're talking about.
And I would never have
known it if I had not been sitting in their board meetings, listening to what they had to say. And do you realize that Saudi Arabia cannot sell a barrel of oil to Shell Oil Company in America? You can't do it. It doesn't work that way. And the Americans don't realize that there are people sitting behind computers in New York and London every day who tell Saudi Arabia and OPEC what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on that given day. They tell Venezuela, they tell Mexico, they tell Russia, they tell the entire world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on that day. And they are the ones that make the exorbitant profits. You see, Saudi Arabia, it cost them $5 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. I mean, on this North Slope of Alaska, it costs $3 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. Now, who is making the exorbitant profits between $5 a barrel and $80 a barrel, just a few pennies short of $80 a barrel on Friday?
Absolutely.
Who's making
incredible.
The exorbitant profit? It's nothing
absolutely
but the World
incredible.
Bank. It's the World Bank. It's a form of taxation that you're paying at the gas pump. And the average American, do you want to keep on paying for your own demise? Do you want to keep on taking food off of your own dinner table? Do you want to keep on having our inflation rate go sky high in America with 2,000 bankruptcies per day going on? I mean, this is so utterly absurd. Well, anyway, let me get back to this memorandum because, Jack, I just sit back knowing what I know. And being in the position that I was for those years, I sit back and look at this. Now, here it is. BP Oil Company on the North Slope of Alaska, the big, huge America's largest oil field, and they're sitting there, and on the week of July the 1st, all of the top echelon of BP were given this memorandum. Now, this is a communique that nobody but the insiders had. I was not supposed to have gotten it. One man that is concerned about America contacted a very prominent person in Alaska and said, you've got to give this to Lindsey Williams. He read the communique. It so startled him until he said, this has got to get out. And he dared to give it to me at the risk of his job. And here it is. This communique that was given July the 1st of 06, that's this year, just a few days ago, to the top echelon of BP said three things in a nutshell. I've kind of boiled them down instead of reading the entire communique. I boiled them down to three things. Number one, if the United States triples its current oil usage. Now, the average person would probably overlook that and not even say it's significant because you don't understand buzzwords. There's one thing that I learned when I sat in the board meetings with the power elite of the world for 3 years' time, and that is to listen to their buzzwords because they tell you everything they're doing. The only problem is the average American does not know how to decipher what it is they're trying to say. Now, they're buzzwords here. If that means they're going to. That's all they're trying to say.
That's right.
If the United States triples its current oil usage. Do you realize the United States of America uses 30% of the world's oil on any given day? And
incredible.
As a result, I mean, we just guzzle. We Americans are so ridiculous in the way that we do things. We're so in love with our automobiles and highways.
Yeah.
And all. Well,
yeah.
If the United States triples its curl oil uses, that means they know we're going to do it. Forget about the hybrids. Forget about anything in the way of alternate methods. They're going to continue to use crude oil as a method of controlling the world, and that's what they're saying basically in this communique. Secondly, if all foreign oil is cut off, oh, my goodness, when I heard that, Jack,
yeah.
I almost wanted to jump out of my shoes.
That means they're going to do it.
If all foreign oil is cut off, do you realize that began this week? Listen now, folks.
Yes, it did.
Folks, I beg you to listen to this. I plead with you. You did not catch this. Venezuela. Venezuela is the world's fifth largest oil field. The fifth largest in the world. Venezuela, Mr. Chavez. And Mr. Chavez, of course, and our president have been going back and forth for the longest.
Yeah,
and Mr.
That's
Chavez,
why they want his. That's why they want to take him down. That's the fifth largest oil field. That's right.
Yeah, it all has to do with crude oil. Come on now. Our president and vice president are oil men. And who is Venezuela in the United States of America? It's Citgo. You ever buy anything at Citgo stations?
Well, if you do, you
bought from Venezuela. You bought from Mr. Chavez. And on the 12th of July, do you realize that was only 3 days ago? You didn't see this in the national media. No way in this world. On the 12th of July, Venezuela, Citgo Petroleum Company in the United States, decided, I beg of you, put this down. Get your pencil and paper and write it down. This was so startling this week. Citgo, on the 12th of July of 2006, stopped distributing gasoline to 1,800 gas stations in the United States of America. If you realize this has already started, the memorandum that was given to me on the week of July the 1st that was given to the top echelon of BP at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and it started this week. They said in that second part of that memorandum, if all foreign oil is cut off, what they were saying is it's going to do it. It is going to happen.
Right.
You will pay $4 a gallon to gas pump in the near future.
Right.
You're going to pay $6 and $7 a gallon. It's already determined. They have already decided it. It's already been done. And you want to know the states? This is so drastic, folks. 1,800 stations in America were cut off by
Citgo. Just the beginning. Just the beginning. Yeah.
In Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Illinois, Texas, Arkansas, and Iowa. They cut off the supply to these stations just overnight. Now, you want to know what Mr. Chavez said the other day about our president? I'm sure you know that there's a real love affair going on between Mr. Chavez and the president of the United States of America. And they hate each other with a passion. And Mr. Chavez said in a speech that he gave to the Venezuelan people the other day, listen to this. This will show you how 6% of America's oil supply comes from Venezuela. 6%. And Matt Simmons, one of the leading oil analysts of this nation, said the other day that if Venezuela and Chavez cut off their oil supply to America, that America would be crippled in 90 days. Now, listen to this. Mr. Chavez said in a speech to his people in Venezuela the other day, quote, the imperialist, genocidal, fascist attitude of the U.S. president has no limits. I think Hitler would be like a suckling baby next to George W. Bush.
He knows how to hit him between the eyes, doesn't he?
I mean, you're talking about a love affair. These two guys are so in love with each other, they don't know what to do. And our president is just making him so mad until it's beyond words. So this communique issued by BP Oil Company said, if all foreign oils is cut off. Well, what did Iran say the other day? Iran said the other day, we've got Chinese-made silkworm missiles that are along the Strait of Hormuz, which, of course, I think something like 60% of the oil supply of the world travels through on any given day.
Yeah.
And he said, we've already got them stationed here on our own soil. And if any sanctions are placed by UN, or if the United States does anything whatsoever toward Iran, we will stop all oil tankers going to the United States of America from traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. Okay,
let's cut
that off.
Then
let's cut off Venezuela, which Mr. Chavez would love an excuse to do it.
Sure. And,
you know, did you know that Mr. Chavez made a trip the other day to North Korea? Yeah.
No.
Oh, they're signing an agreement between North Korea and Venezuela so that they can supply this emerging country's new oil supply to China, to North Korea, communist country, and to India. And Mr. Chavez is going to take the oil that he's selling to America, which is 6% of our oil supply, and down the road in the very next near future, he'll close down his oil refineries for Citgo in America, 6% of America's oil supply, and start selling it to North Korea, China, and India. I mean, okay, then Iran says, we will stop the oil from traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, okay? There's another big chunk of America's oil cut off. What does this mean at the gas pump? Well, if you think that Katrina, if you think Katrina was something important, you haven't seen anything yet. I mean, Katrina was a drop in the bucket compared to when these things take place. Okay, you ready for number three?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this third item is so startling in this communique. Now, these are the top echelon of BP on America's largest oil field. Just communicate to them. The third item was known reserves of crude oil in Alaska's oil field could supply the United States of America for 150 years. We don't have any shortage of oil.
I'll bet you there's a lot more than that, Lindsay. They're just using a minimum figure of 150. I'll bet it'd be a lot more than that.
Well, this is conservative. They know exactly what this is. These are known. They've already drilled into them. They already know the size of the fields. They know the pressure of the field. They know the consistency of the oil. They know the chemical analysis. I mean, these are proven oil reserves. And they say if we triple our oil usage, if we cut off all foreign oil, this is so big that the average person can't even think it. If all of those things happened, the oil field from our own oil field on the North Slope of Alaska, known reserves, this was a very confidential memorandum issued only to the top echelon. I was never supposed to have had it. You were never supposed to have it on your program today. The American people were never supposed to know it, that the North Slope of Alaska alone, our own oil field, could supply the entire United States of America for 150 years. Now, why don't we go ahead and do it right now and bring the price of gasoline down to $1.50 a gallon. Let the great American dream be a reality again.
Yes.
Bring down inflation and stop this foolishness of the lies in Washington, D.C.
Well, we're not in control, are we? We're not going to see that happen.
Well, not until they get oil prices to $100 to $150 a barrel, and then they'll take that oil out of the ground and give it to the American people for $7 and $8 and $10 a gallon.
That's right. Yep. You got it.
I mean, we're sitting on powder. We are sitting on a powder keg.
Well, Lindsay, that will enforce what they've been trying to do for 20, 30 years, and that is bring America down to third world nation status, and that's going to do it, brother. I mean, you talk about hitting the very bottom and being like Mexico, where we'll be living in cardboard homes, like down when I go into Mexico to go do some diving, people are living in cardboard and sheets of tin houses down there. And that's exactly where America's going, because that's the goal of these international criminals.
They're taking from the rich and they're giving to the poor. They've taken it from America and forgiving the loans of all the third world countries. Remember about 4 months ago, the World Bank and the IMF said, we're going to forgive the loans of every third world country. Where'd they get the money from to do that?
From the American system.
That's right. You paid it at the gas pump. You and I are paying a tax to the World Bank and the IMF at the gas pump, and they're turning around and giving it to the third world countries, and they are forgiving they forgave the loans of every third world country in the world back about 4 months ago. And where'd they get the money to do it? We gave it to them at the gas pump. Jack, it is so dastardly what is being done by the politicians in Washington, D.C., until I can't understand why we don't have an impeachment from the president down. You know, of course, the ratings of this man are getting so bad until I expect him to do most anything drastic at any moment.
That's right. We've been expecting here at our two police and military associations that he'll bomb someplace in America again and kill a whole bunch of Americans, but because, Lindsay, he's got to get us to accept the wars with Iran and Syria, and if those dirty Iranians come over here like they faked the Arabs blowing up the towers and everything, but if they blow up some more of America, he's going to sell his war with Iran and Syria. He'll sell his universal draft of girls and boys, and he'll sell his martial law plan for the American people. And so it's all in his hands, except, of course, God's on his throne and in his heaven. And if we pray about it, God can bind the hands of those enemies of God and liberty in this nation. Brother Lindsay, we'll be right back, folks. Pencil and paper in hand, we'll be right back and give out some important information to you. Be right back.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England, and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
To the program. Such an important subject today, folks. Such an important subject. It has to do with life in America for every single one of us. The internationalists have been working to reduce us to third world nation status. And along the way, they're making trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars. And if people can't comprehend that, and the American people, Lindsay, can't even comprehend what $1 trillion is, the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the professors tell us that the human mind can't even contemplate what $1 trillion is. But I heard an ad on television here a couple months ago that was very interesting. On that ad, it said that the human heart in about 75 years beats 2 billion times. Now, think about that, folks, 2 billion times. And there are these international crime syndicate families have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in their own families. But when you think of $1 trillion, Lindsay, that we're in debt now in America to these international crime cabals of, what, $7-8 trillion today? That's incomprehensible, Lindsay, isn't it?
$9 trillion is the national debt limit right now. That is 28 Eiffel Towers constructed out of pure gold.
My gosh, 28 Eiffel Towers of pure gold?
Yes.
God,
yes.
I can't comprehend that, brother. I mean, now you just blinked out my computer, man. can't even begin to understand what $1 trillion is. So, folks, we're in trouble, and I'll tell you what, if we don't do what God told us to do, Lindsay, and that's come back to God in this nation, get down on our knees and ask for forgiveness for having thrown God out of this nation, and ask God's intervention. I don't know if we can win this thing, brother, but awakening more and more Christians and those that love Jesus Christ to come back to Him, I think is the only thing we've got left, isn't it, brother?
You're exactly right, Jack. The only hope we have is the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the only way out is Him. And
yeah,
if we'll turn back to Him, the Scriptures make it very plain,
yeah,
that our faith in Christ and our salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ and being born again, that's the first foundation that every person must establish. And once they have established that spiritual foundation, then all of these other things, regardless of what happens, they will still be able to exist in this world in which we live. But that
Amen.
Is so important.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
Well, Jack, well,
brother, continue on there. Brother, go ahead and continue on.
Well, I think we're going to be on next hour, too, aren't we?
We are, yes. If
okay.
We have another hour.
I want to ask the people in the audience, please have a pencil and paper ready. My book, The Energy Non-Crisis, is the only place on the face of this earth that you find documented a chapter entitled, written, Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will, and it was written by the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield himself. The huge oil find that is being mentioned that they talked about in this communique to BP Oil Company memorandum a few moments ago. I want to give you as a gift a copy of four of my books, and I'll tell you how you can get them and what you'll need to do in order to do it when we come back in a little bit. I am so concerned. And I have never been moved like this in my life. We produced a new DVD this past week. I'll have your pencil and paper handy when we come
okay.
back.
Okay, brother. Very good. All right, folks, that's the first hour coming into the second hour here. If you don't have your loved ones around the radio listening in today, get them. Call your friends. Tell them to listen in. Very important what's coming up. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.